Track 8. Caliban by Gavin Renshaw. Created with graphite, ink, acrylic and charcoal. Dating from 2020. The five works hang together on the gallery wall. The dominating large piece is 2 metres by 1.5 metres, and the four smaller pieces each 25 centimetres square. The four smaller pieces run in a line underneath the large drawing. The drawings feature in some detail sections and parts of a locomotive known as Caliban, alongside sketches of the volunteers who are trying to restore it. The gallery information tells us Renshaw focused his attention on the industrial heritage of the Courtaulds factory after discovering that one of the site's 2 locomotive engines is currently the engine named Caliban after a character in Shakespeare's The Tempest, was completed for the factory in 1937. It is a Peckett saddle tank and was used to shunt raw materials around the site. Volunteers from the Furness Railway Trust are currently restoring the engine at a workshop at Preston Dock. Renshaw has depicted the engine in its current state. Some parts are refurbished, others sit untouched on the workshop floor. The drawings, like Caliban, are fragmented. A jumble of parts massed together or in isolation. Corroded abstracts from a larger hulk. The large black and white drawing is a collage or conglomeration of many different aspects and components of the locomotive. In the top section of the drawing, we can distinguish metal frames, girders, a block and tackle and chain, locomotive wheels, a boiler pipe. The objects are juxtaposed with some areas blocked out in black, perhaps representing a wall. In large numerals, in white against black, the date, 1925. On a much smaller scale to the right is a kneeling figure, a man with a paintbrush bent over his task. In the bottom section to the left is part of the locomotive. A wide rectangular shape like a platform seems to be mounted on railway sleepers. There are huge rivets or railway buffers to one end. In the distance, to the left, is a large cylindrical shape, an industrial oven perhaps. Nearby, still to the left, somewhat dwarfed by the size of the engine, a man leans against a table wearing a cap and overalls, hands in his pockets. Other steel-legged tables and benches are dotted about, on which there are buckets and tools. Sections of piping. In the bottom right corner, next to a rectangular section, a metal sign perhaps, painted with striped diagonal lines, we find a collection of tools, picks, shovels, measuring equipment, plus more pieces of piping. Underneath the large drawing are the 4 smaller drawings. One shows the reverse view of the locomotive propped on the railway sleepers. The metal plate nearest to us has a central metal coupling hook. Nearby is a sack truck or trolley. In the distance, to our right, is a railway cab. The other 2 drawings show working men, presumably the Furness Railway Trust volunteers. In one of the drawings, there are 6 men. 4 are separate, and two are side by side, but each is focusing on a particular task. The six are assembled together in the drawing, but each in their own space. They wear overalls and caps or woolly hats. One wears a mask and is using a sander. Another is using a tool and appears to be scraping something down. Another is bending over to use a circular saw, and another, who wears spectacles, is carrying something. The two, side by side in the centre, are in conversation as they lean over part of an engine. All are engrossed in their work. The other drawing, again very realistically rendered in graphite with great detail, shows two men standing companionably side by side. To our left is a larger, stockier man, wearing a jacket and working trousers. He stands listening to the smaller, slighter, older man who wears a cap and overalls and appears to be speaking. Both men stand with their hands behind their backs. These works have been commissioned by the Harris and the Courtauld Gallery.